Right, I know everybody's feeling poorly tonight, and I am too. So I'll try to hurry because I don't think I'll be able to go as long before I lose my voice here. But let's look at this. It's important. It's one of those things we just need to look at. Kind of goes along with our message a couple of 3 weeks ago on superstition. We're in verse 31, Leviticus 19:31. It says, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." Now remember, we're talking about moral issues in this chapter. This is a moral issue. It's sin or righteousness. This is a sin. Wizards, spirits, familiar spirits, enchanters. We'll read some more here, but in chapter 20, verse 6, he kind of reinforces it. He says, "And the soul that." All right. Let's start over again here. Leviticus 20 and verse 6. "And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people." Pretty strong language. In verse 27 of chapter 20, Leviticus 20:27. "A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them." All right. I want to read a little bit more. Deuteronomy 18 and verses 9 through 12. Deuteronomy 18 verses 9 through 12. Bible says here, "When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now pay attention to the whole context here. When you get in the land, when you come in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, "thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out before thee." Did you get that? Why are these people being destroyed out of the land? That right there? Said, because of all that. Well, that wasn't all they were doing, but it all goes together. When you get to where you're sympathetic and you believe that nonsense, you're also sacrificing your babies, yes, killing your babies. You're living in immorality in every way. All right, I've got a couple more passages I want to read here real quick. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. The prophet says, this is God speaking, "And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God?" Don't listen to them when they say that to you. "For the living to the dead, to the law and the testimony, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." So these things are of darkness. See, Isaiah 19, verse 3, one more verse. "And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek to the idols, and to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards." So, when there's no more spirit, you go after that stuff. All right. So, I was just going to kind of skip over this because I didn't think it was that relevant, but it is. Yeah. We're far more involved with and influenced by familiar spirits and wizards and charmers and enchantments and necromancers than we realize. We're far more involved with them, influenced by them, participating with them than we think we are. In the first place, we don't really understand what they are. I don't think very many people understand what a familiar spirit. When the Bible speaks of a familiar spirit, I don't think they understand what he's even talking about. That's just one of those Bible words that just kind of goes over your head and you just let it go. A familiar spirit. Here's the definition. A mumble. Get that? A mumble. A water skin from its hollow sound. Hence, a necromancer, a ventriloquist, as from a jar. What comes out of a jar? What is that that you call out, you can rub a jar and out it'll come?
Genie.
A ventriloquist. It says a bottle. Now that's what a familiar spirit. That's the dictionary definition of a familiar spirit. It's a mirage. It's not real. It's an invented idea. It's a fake. It's a dream. It's something that's not real. It's imaginary. A familiar spirit. All right. All that definition that I read you there, a genie in a bottle, a ventriloquist, a fortune teller, a crystal ball, any form of making people believe in a manifestation of some spirit, ghost, or supernatural being or supernatural power besides God. Ghost. You don't think people are taken away with that stuff. Somebody told her just here a few weeks ago, she's dying of cancer, but she knows she's saved because she saw a ghost of her cat. And so she knows she's saved. Yeah. She saw a ghost. And that's her hope. You see why it defiles you? You see why that God says it's an abomination? You see why it's so evil that God says anybody that teaches people that and deceives people with that should be put to death immediately? You see why God takes such a strong stand on it? A ventriloquist. What is that? Well, everybody knows. You got a dummy and you got the guy doing the talking. Well, these people who have a familiar spirit, the wizards and the necromancers and the mutterers and the peepers, they're the dummies. And they're willingly making themselves the dummy. That's their glory that somebody else is doing the talking through them. They submit themselves to evil spirits so that the evil spirits can speak through them. Which, it's all fake. You know, I mean, don't believe that stuff. I mean, if I can get anything across to you tonight, it's this. That's the trick of it. That's the defilement of it. If you believe any of that stuff, you're defiled by it. And you're trusting in that instead of in God. Well, I trust in God, but I've seen a ghost. No way. They're mutually exclusive. You can't have it both ways. You got to believe in God, who is in control of everything. Or you got to believe that God's partly there and the rest of it's who knows what. It's aliens and ghosts and buggers and who knows. But it sure is scary, all of it. The Bible says they mutter and peep. Well, mutter means to utter words with a low voice and compressed lips. What does a ventriloquist do? That's how he does it. See, we watch it and laugh, don't we? We think it's neat. We just think it's good entertainment. But you see what it's akin to? You see what it gets you accustomed to? She got out a puppet today because the kids doing their schoolwork in puppets. Scared Dorothy to death. I've always seen that in church. You know, back years ago we had puppets and a lot of the kids scared to death of them. Maybe they got more sense than the rest of us do. He gets you used to and accustomed to something speaking that ain't supposed to be speaking.
Yeah.
Something that ain't really alive, but it looks like it's alive, and somebody's manipulating things to make it look like it's alive and make it look like it's talking. What's the Antichrist going to do one of these days? Exactly the same thing. He's going to give power to the image of the beast to speak. So much that the image will speak. The image will speak. Just like a ventriloquist. Just like a puppet. See? So you think that's wrong? Well, I really don't want no part of it. You can just do as you please. But the warning here tonight is about all this wizardry and everything that we're talking about here. To mutter. All right, he said they peep. That means to coo or chirp like a bird. Chatter, peep, and whisper. Isn't that what they do? If somebody's reading a crystal ball to you, if they're telling your fortune, it's all in low key, right? Familiar spirits, it's a sort of a general term that includes all superstition. It includes witches, wizards, sorcerers, charmers, necromancers, ghosts, monsters, and all of that kind of stuff. All these different types of people mentioned do basically the same things. They're called mediums, aren't they? They call them mediums. That's their high-class name. So they can be professional. They're a professional medium. They're called mediums because they pretend to be able to enable you to communicate with dead people. They pretend to be able to see into the future, your future. They also pretend to have the power to control and destroy others through magic, through spells and incantation, and of course they'll do it for you for a fee. Do you believe in magic? That word's just kind of romantic, ain't it? Do you believe in magic? There's even a song about it, remember? It's magic. I've seen them have magicians in the church doing tricks to entertain the children. You think God's smiling on that? I mean, come on. Oh, it's just harmless fun. Well, you're great odds with God, let me tell you that. Any of that stuff, anything that's associated with it even remotely, if it's an abomination to God. We talked about abomination here a few weeks ago and the different things that are abominations. This is one of them here. Fooling with this stuff. We put up with them. And we allow them to entertain us and our children because they're presented as funny. And they make us laugh. I Dream of Jeannie. Remember the TV program? What was the other one? Bewitched. Which, that's way back yonder in the 60s, man. But everybody was taught to accept witches as funny and normal and good. You got good witches and bad witches. Well, I'm old, and so when I think of a witch, I think of that Wicked Witch of the West on Wizard of Oz, that old ugly, nasty-looking thing, green and ugly, that big old long nose and evil. Which is much more right in God's view of things than these TV shows are coming out with now.
Right.
So we put up with them because they're funny and it makes us laugh. Or they excite us by scaring us and making our adrenaline pump. What's this deal? Everybody likes to watch horror movies. They got signs up over at Mill Spring, going and coming, says the Yard of Horror. Terror. Well, it don't have to be this time of year to go through there.
Yard of Terror.
Yeah. We put up with them and allow them to entertain us and our children because we think it's funny and it's good entertainment. We don't even stop. We don't pause about it, even if they come across as evil or scary. Vampires and monsters and You know, those are the movies that make big hits. You know, the monsters that eat cities and kill people and... Yeah, just anything that's out of the natural realm. Fascination with superstition. We've been exposed to it so much that we have grown accustomed to it, and we dismiss it as harmless and just entertainment. And we think it's harmless fun. But God says it's an abomination to Him and that it defiles us. That's the verse we read when we started out. Defile. It'll defile us. And He commanded the death penalty on those with familiar spirits. So there's quite a deficit between the way God views these things and the way we view them. And I'm saying we, I'm just talking about normal people nowadays. Don't think a thing about it. I mean, if you want to have a church split, just preach against witchcraft in most of these, or witch costumes at Halloween now.
Yeah.
And man, you have an uproar on your hands.
That's right. Yep.
Because they think it's harmless. And God says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Right.
But they think it's fun and games and funny. And okay. And you're crazy if you think it ain't. Or if you think there's something wrong with it or wicked about it. They're not wicked just because they dress up like children on Halloween and play their games. I didn't know any. You know, I don't think I remember any girls when I was a kid my age that wanted to be a witch. They'd dress up like something else, a princess or something like that, you know. Yeah, we had Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse masks that you put on and stuff like that. But now they got to be witches. And it's, you notice how it's progressed? It isn't the cartoonish witches now. I mean, it's the real deal. Yes. Horror and horror films. That's what they look like. Because it's the same thing.
Yep.
I mean, one is the same. Well, if you're one, you're going to be the other. So there's quite a deficit. Now, these are all things of darkness, and they're present in direct proportion to the presence or absence of faith in God. You know, if people that have real faith in God are, having trouble thinking here tonight. But if there are enough there, if there's plenty of them there, there won't be this stuff. They'll run and hide. When the lights go dim in the church, in the churches, the witches and the charmers and the soothsayers multiply and they become more brazen and bold. But when the light of the church is shining bright, they retreat back to their dark places and hide. All right, now we're defiled when we start believing and putting confidence in what those with familiar spirits try to make us believe. The verse said, regard not. Regard them not. Don't pay attention to them. Don't put any stock in anything they say, good or bad. Ignore them. They're nothing. Do not be afraid of them. Do not hope in them. They're called charmers. That's those who use enchantment. You ever see a snake charmer? They got a different word for them now. They call them whisperers. You're a chicken whisperer, or you're a dog whisperer, or something like that, or a bird whisperer. People that can charm animals to, you know. Ain't that what it is? That's a charmer. A charmer is specifically, by means of spells, to fascinate, to compact, couple together, to have fellowship with, to heap up, to join, to league, make a league. That's what a charmer means. So there's always this issue of whether you believe or not. I'm talking about how this defiles us to regard them, good or bad. Does it scare you? Would it scare you if some witch come up and said, I'm putting a hex on you? I'd laugh at him. Would you?
Yes.
Would you go to bed that night thinking, I hope it's not true? Would you be looking everywhere you went and looking over your shoulder? You're regarding them.
God said not to do that. Don't regard them. They're nothing. You get it? They're nothing.
That's right.
You have nothing to fear from them. They're nothing. So, how do they defile us? Well, it's whether you believe or not. If you profess to believe in this stuff, then you're in, and you're one of them. See, the issue is that you got to believe. Are you with me? If you go to one of them, or if you're enticed by one of them, they want you. You got to believe now. I mean, if you don't believe this is true, why, you might as well just go on. You're commanded to believe. And if you believe, well then okay, you're in. You're one of them. They'll accept you. They'll consider you as one of them. It's a charmer. A charmer. They got to get you in. So they're not going to be mean to you. They're not going to be cruel and rude to you. They're going to be nice. And they're going to just sweet talk you. And flatter you. And talk you into it. You're gonna say these are good people. A witch? Yeah, you probably would. You probably think they're good. A lot of people are doing it now. It's one of the biggest religions going. So this is understood in the presentation of it all and the invitation to participate. You must believe. And not only that, but you must tell others that you believe. Y'all with me? You're defiled. You're defiled. Defiled how? Who are you supposed to believe in? Who is it you're supposed to tell others that you believe in? What do you really believe in now? If you believe in this stuff, if you believe in witchcraft and talking to the dead and spells and magic and seeing into the future and all of this, if you believe that stuff, and boy, you read your horoscope and you listen to all, boy, if they tell you, you know, tell your fortune, you're just wondering, you're watching, see if it's really going to happen. What would lotteries be like if somebody could really tell your fortune? If people could really see the future, if they could really discern everything, how come they don't win the lottery all the time?
Yeah, for sure.
How come they don't all get rich? Because they are liars.
Yes.
They're out of the darkness. They're of the devil. And the devil is a liar. And so are all the evil spirits that are in league with the devil. They're all liars.
Yep.
These people that get all involved in demonology in the church and everything. You know, I've told you before, but I knew a preacher years ago, and him and his wife would take their notebooks, and wherever he preached, they'd always find somebody who's possessed with devils. And they'd get him to the altar. And they'd talk to him on one side, his wife on the other, and they would start trying to talk to the devils that's in this person and write down. They wanted to know their name. And they wanted to know the hierarchy of their and the ranks of all of their commanders and everything so they could figure out the demon kingdom and all of its. Well, all right, there's just one big mistake right out of the gate with all of that. What is the big mistake? You're talking to the devil and he's going to lie to you. He always lies. So all the information you're getting is a lie. You can have no confidence in it at all. And that's where these people are coming from also. So in order to believe in this wickedness, you have to doubt God. You can't believe in God and believe in this stuff. Now, you cannot do it. You're fooling yourself. You're deceived in your own heart and mind if you think that you can believe in God and you can believe in this. I mean, believe in ghosts. I mean, believe in spirits that do all of these things and move stuff around and all of this junk. You cannot believe in God. Not saving faith. You might believe there's a God in heaven somewhere, but you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you don't believe in God's sovereignty and power. You believe that God ain't in control. That there's some other power going on here.
Yeah.
Are they able to deceive you? They're good at it, man. They've devoted their life to making it as real as possible for you. So you'll believe it. their master deceivers. All these things are declared to be evil and wicked and an abomination to God. I read you several passages of scriptures there that prove that. Therefore, they're of the devil, who's a liar and a deceiver. So it's all falsehood and deceit. It is all a show that is carefully orchestrated to make people believe their tricks and deny God in heaven and deceive their soul. That's the end game. Is to deceive your soul. The devil has people who will show you things that you can see. You ain't never gonna convince me of that stuff. I seen it. I seen a ghost. I seen it. And there's people that seen Bigfoot and UFOs and Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and everything like that. There's people around seeing pink elephants too. You ain't going to convince me. I ain't seen them. And I'm telling you, it's all a lie. It's just not true. The world around you is real. Yes, sir. That's the way it is. There's a spiritual world that you can't see, but God is in control of the spiritual world. Ultimately, there's a lot of spiritual things that go on. But it's not like everybody thinks. These movies that portray demons and people possessed with demons, that is a bunch of lies and nonsense.
Yes, sir.
That is not what demon possession looks like.
No.
Not at all. Well, let me see here. Let me hurry. It's... They claim to have powers that they don't have. They claim to be able to know things and discern things by some supernatural means. You know where you can find them? Well, you can find them on the satellite TV, in churches preaching. Charmers. Y'all listening? I've seen them in churches, in religious television shows and all this. They're charmers that are posing as preachers of the gospel, and they're nothing more than wizards that peep and mutter.
Yes, that's right.
Kenneth Copeland?
Yes, sir. Full of the devil.
He's one of them?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And he's not the only one. They all claim to have powers that they don't have. Kenneth Copeland can stop a tornado. His wife can stop a tornado. He can kill COVID-19 with one big slobber, and it didn't work. I mean, it's still here. But I got an email today of some outfit, big deal, praising him and what all they're doing, big TV network involved, a big deal. Don't slow them down a bit, because there's lots of people that believe it. What about, there was a preacher years ago that claimed to raise a chicken from the dead. Really? I was there and I seen it. Charmers. They claim to be so in tune with the Holy Spirit that He speaks to them and directs them step by step and reveals to them certain people in the congregation that have certain ailments and needs. Did you ever see anything like that? I know. There's somebody in this crowd today. I know you're here. And your right ear is hurting you right now. He's divining. He's pretending to have powers he doesn't have. And how do they do it? Well, they got somebody. It's all set up. Did you ever see any of the nonsense? I mean, yeah. But has it slowed them down? No, sir, buddy. People are so superstitious and they're so defiled in their soul by superstition and the devil and all of this stuff. If you told them it was wizards and witches and necromancers and all that, they'd say, no, it's not. I don't believe none of that. I just go to church. Yeah, that's where they're at. That's where they're at.
Yep.
Doing the same thing.
Yep.
But we have grown so accustomed. Wait a minute, that's not right. Where am I at here? Yeah, we've grown so accustomed to sin and hearing them in all their many forms and being entertained by them and laughing at them that we don't recognize them when they disguise themselves as people of God. But I hope you will. I hope you'll start recognizing when it's just off. I mean, I hope you get some discernment so that you can tell when things are just not right. You know, there's a God in heaven, and He sent His Spirit to live in us. And the Spirit of God has works that He does. And the Bible tells us exactly what He does. And we went through that when we were talking about superstition. And God is not a warlock or a witch or a wizard. And He don't operate that way. God don't have to boast or brag. God don't have to perform miracles to prove anything. He doesn't do that. You believe Him by what He said. And that's the way it works. And God will work in your life. Or you're going to be one that has to see some miracle, has to see some sign. You have to have your faith confirmed by some physical supernatural manifestation. That's nothing but superstition. We're defiled in the same way with this stuff that a wife is defiled when she's unfaithful to her husband. Our trust and our affection and our loyalty are given to another instead of the one who is true and to whom it belongs. That's the language in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 6. Here it is. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. That's what God said it was. You can't believe in God and trust God and still trust and hope and seek in somebody to tell you your fortune. And when they tell you, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. The Bible said in Leviticus 19:31 there, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So that's exactly what happens in the mind when we ignore this verse of Scripture and we regard them and what they say. There's just this great inclination to want to believe them, isn't there? That's the way it is with people. They just can't hardly ignore it. I mean, it's a hard thing for them to ignore if somebody puts a curse on them or if somebody gives them some great promise of the future. If somebody tells them, I know something you don't know, well, I'll tell you this how it is. Well, I'm looking in this crystal ball. I mean, people just going to believe it. They're going to. They might laugh and say, I don't believe none of that. But in their mind, they're thinking, boy, what if it is true? What if it is true? You know that's right. You're defiled. See? Your mind is unstable. Your mind is no longer, your heart is no longer fixed on God alone. You've split. Now you're looking somewhere else for hope or, you know, to stay your fears, to give you assurance for the future, you're looking somewhere else. There's always that question in your mind, what if they're right? What if that really happens? What if, you know? There's always that thought in your mind, wouldn't it really be nice to have a genie in a bottle and get free wishes? See? Is there such a thing? You reckon? Where did that all that come from? Where is this genie stuff? What part of the world do you find that coming from? The Middle East and over there. Yeah. Wouldn't it really be nice to hear my loved one's voice again and see their face? Yeah. I can do it for you. They say, I can do it for you. I can let you talk to him. I know how to do it. I've got that power. I mean, you know, give me $50. I guarantee you I can do it. How many people do you think do it? Lots of people. How many people do you think would not do it if they were offered the opportunity? They would say, yeah, very few would not do it. They would just think about it. Well, I sure would. What if it's true? What if he could really do that? Well, to turn to those people for these things is to turn away from God in a most offensive way to God. That's what makes the deal about Samuel being called up by Saul, by the witch for Saul, you know, that whole story there. She had a familiar spirit. That means she was a liar. That means that wasn't really Samuel.
Right, exactly.
She knew who he wanted to see, and he was wanting to believe. I mean, when you're wanting to believe, you can believe on just about anything.
Yeah,
man, sure. People want to believe in UFOs, so they just see them everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen it. People want to believe in all these other things, ghosts and Bigfoot and all of that, and they see them. They see them. Because they want to believe it. They just can't believe that it's not true. I wish people would be that way about God. Why is it so different when it comes to God and the things of God? God can bless you and help you and answer your prayers. He can be merciful to you for a lifetime, and people still doubt God. I mean, they have to just be encouraged and encouraged. Trust God, trust God, trust God. But they'll trust a witch, a devil. They'll trust him. They want to trust him. They want to believe him because they're offering him something right now that's beyond their reach or impossible. It was the last straw for Saul. He died right after that. The scripture says not to regard them. So we shouldn't fear any evil from them. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Ain't no need of fearing nothing from any kind of, you know, a ghost story. Why does that make everybody afraid? How could a ghost hurt you? What's he going to do to you? I've always wondered that. Everybody's, oh, it's a ghost! Well, what's the big deal? What's he going to do to you? Now, a bear, he'll kill you.
Yeah. Exactly.
But a ghost?
No.
Nah. We shouldn't fear any evil. Regard them not. Laugh at them. Again, I mean, you shouldn't be scared. If you're scared, you're defiled. You've swallowed some of it. You actually are telling on yourself that you do believe in that stuff. That God calls abomination. That he says he'll throw you out for. Cut off that soul from among his people. So we shouldn't fear any evil from them, and we shouldn't hope for any good from them. Regard them not. Don't fear them. Don't hope for anything from them. We should abstain from all appearance of evil concerning them. Never let them entertain us or charm us with their innocent words. And we ought to be keen in our discernment about anything that is a bridge to those things that God says are most evil and abominable.
Yes.
Witchcraft is an evil thing. Do you know what it really is? Feminism.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's paganism.
Yes.
When you talk about Mother Nature, Mother Earth, those are witchcraft terms.
Yes.
And doctrines.
Yep.
And basic beliefs of witchcraft.
Christ.
Yes. But we do it. We listen to it. We hear others say it. We'll refer to it that way ourselves, not think anything about it. And God's offended when we don't have any more discernment than that.
That's right.
Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord.
Yes,
yep. Them. Come out from among them. Don't have any fellowship with the works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And then in Philippians, let me read this familiar verse. There's plenty of things to think about, plenty to rejoice about, plenty to get your information and your soul satisfied. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Why even think on things that you would have to go to people like that to obtain? And then when you get there, you don't really obtain it. You get lied to and deceived and cheated out of your money. Because that's why they do it.
Yep.
Did you ever see an ad? Free fortune telling. No. I could go on and on. All of these, they used to call them snake oil salesmen in the old West and stuff, you know. There's always, through all the ages, there's always been these people who promote these cure-all magical medicines and stuff like that. You know what they are? Sorcerers. Yeah. It's spells, witchcraft, potions, something to fix everything. Something that'll just make you happy, make you feel different. That's drugs, man. That's drugs. Sorcerers. That's what witches do. Those people that God said shouldn't even be living. Boy, that's politically incorrect now, ain't it? Well, I'm so far from being politically correct that it ain't even no issue. I mean, there's so many things wrong there that there's one more in the pot ain't going to make no difference. I agree with God. And I believe in God. And I don't believe in all this other nonsense. It's a bunch of foolishness. Foolishness. And full of fear. Why do people want to be in fear? Why would you go to a horror movie so you can have nightmares for a week? Why would you do that? There's people who do that. They love that stuff. Yes. It's evil. It's evil. There's a better way to live. Amen. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for helping us tonight. Pray you to help everybody feel better and help us through all this time of sickness and dry weather and everything. Please bless the Word of God to our heart now. Help us remember these things. This is an issue that nobody seems to take seriously, but Lord, I pray you'd help us to be discerning about it and not offensive to you. And Lord, that we wouldn't cause our children to stumble or anybody else or even ourselves by just being ignorant and careless in this matter here. It's a serious matter. It wouldn't be in the Word of God. And it wouldn't be put there with such strong language and in such strong terms. So Lord, help us. We want to do what's right in your eyes, and we want to be pleasing to you. Help us, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.